Oasis Audio presents Becoming Fearless by Michelle Aguilar, read for you by the author. Introduction. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future. Jeremiah 29:11. What are you afraid of? If someone had asked me that question 5 years ago, I would have said being caught without my makeup, or heaven forbid showing up at church or work without the perfect outfit and perfect smile to mask my perfectly broken spirit. Today I can finally acknowledge that my true fears went far deeper than not sporting the latest fashion trends to a midweek Bible study or showing up to a dinner party without my hair coiffed to perfection. Fears actually defined who I was, an insecure girl who looked to my job for approval and identity, and who made it a point to keep friends and coworkers at a safe distance so I could feel some sense of control in an often out-of-control world. Fear even distorted my view of relationships and responsibility, convincing me I needed to protect everyone around me, no matter what the personal sacrifice I had to make in the process. I feared letting people see the real me, and I feared letting outsiders see my real family, because deep inside, I knew we didn't meet the impossible image of perfection I had subconsciously set for all of us. Because we were in ministry, the bar was set high, and somehow, I thought we weren't allowed to have any of the usual struggles families often go through. We are Christians, and to me, that meant our greatest priority in life was to live a perfect life. It was all about setting examples and maintaining a respectable ministry image and living by the golden rule. Since no one else in my family seemed as preoccupied with these thoughts as I was, somewhere along the way I dubbed myself the bearer of the family honor.